Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be shining the spotlight on the Jeep brand. If you haven't been paying attention over the last couple of years, Jeep has done a remarkable job of not only expanding its portfolio of vehicles, but also they've had 2.5 years of month-over-month sales increases. We'll find out some of the reasons why all this good news is happening for the folks at Jeep. A little later on in the hour, we'll be joined by an editor from Edmunds.com who's going to be telling us about what undoubtedly will become a problem, and that is some of the vehicles which are underwater due to Hurricane Sandy eventually are going to find their way back into the used car marketplace. We'll also talk to the gentleman about some other issues going on in the automotive world and talk a little bit about some sales numbers as well. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls and emails. It's very simple to get a hold of me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's Bob, B-O-B, at my name, Bob Long Radio, BobLongRadio.com. Joining us right now on the program, a really great guy, a gentleman that I've had the chance to interview many times over the years. Love his passion, and he's got a lot of good news to tell us about. He's the director of Jeep Brand Marketing, and the gentleman's name is Jim Morrison. Jim, welcome to Auto World, and thanks so much for taking time to join us.
Hey, Bob. It's great to be on Auto World. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on with the Jeep brand. Many folks, I'm sure, are not aware of the great growth that you've had. 2.5 years of month-over-month sales increases. When we look at the sales for 2012, sales up 20% in 2012 after being up 44% in 2011 and 24% in 2010. Those are staggering numbers. Tell us about the reaction that you have to this great news and how it's making everybody at Jeep feel.
Well, the one that I'm most happy with is I've been able to keep my job. keeping growing the business and watching the acceptance of the Jeep vehicles in the marketplace continue to grow and grow are really a testament to the great vehicles that we have. We've kind of redone our whole new lineup, over the last 2 years. And, from the best priced SUV with Patriot, in America to the most awarded SUV, in the whole world with the Jeep Grand Cherokee, we've got a great lineup.
You certainly do. I mean, there's something there for everybody. And we'll touch on all the vehicles, the Patriot, the Grand Cherokee, the Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited, the Compass and the Liberty. And when you look at your retail share, this is another indication of the fact that more and more folks are getting the word and getting the message that Jeep is a really practical vehicle, a really great all-around vehicle, a really great family vehicle, is the fact that your retail share, another one of these business measurements, has tripled since the end of 2009. I mean, That's something that a lot of automakers would only dream of, to say the least.
Well, the tripling of the share is something that we are very proud of, and thank you for bringing it up because, we track this the sales and the share growth. I've got the graph up on my wall, and we try to make it better every month as we get our Jeeps to the marketplace, and it's creating quite a mountain for us to climb, and it's getting harder and harder to outdo the year before. But we've got great vehicles, and the great vehicles are getting great recognition in the marketplace from folks like yourself, and really that's it's helping make our job a lot easier. And we're coming into winter now, and a lot of America is worried about what do we do with water, what do we do with ice, what do we do with snow. And the Jeep vehicles just shine in that environment. So we look to keep that upward trajectory going over the next few months for sure.
No question about it. As we head into winter, it's a good time to think about 4x4. You've got to have that kind of capability. I know based here in New England. I see a ton of Jeeps on the road, and it does extremely well, the brand here in New England. In New York, you know, you guys put on a spectacular Camp Jeep every year at the New York International Auto Show. And I was very surprised, in all honesty, to learn, you know, that the New York area, the Tri-City area of New York, is actually the number one market area for Jeeps in the whole U.S.
Yeah, it is. And we love the Northeast. We love New York. And it was interesting even watching the news. And, you know, we were concerned with all of our employees and all the individuals that are driving Jeeps, you know, throughout the storm. And it was interesting to watch, you know, on the news. We kept seeing, you know, in the background, you'd see a Wrangler or an old Cherokee or an old Grand Cherokee driving through the water, and, you know, the streets were deserted, but then every once in a while you'd see a Jeep, you know, driving through the water. It was really quite interesting. And I know you've got later on the show the guys from Edmonds, you know, coming on to, you know, to talk about the, you know, the hazards of being underwater. We design all of our Jeep vehicles to make sure they work underwater. So it's interesting. Make sure you ask them, you know, what do you do when a Jeep goes underwater, because we like that.
I definitely will, Jim. As I've mentioned to you before, I've been very lucky to be on a number of press events and also Jeep lifestyle events. And perhaps we should touch on that a little bit because, you know, in interacting with the Jeep owners, they have that same kind of passion that you find with Porsche guys or Corvette guys or Ferrari guys and girls. I mean, it's the same type of passion. And I've heard the word Jeep life thrown around, and it truly is a lifestyle.
You know, it really is, and we've got a really passionate following, and it's interesting that you know, you reference the Porsche guys, because it really is the same sort of community that you have, you know, with the different cultures that almost get worn into you know, when you have a Jeep vehicle, it's not just about, you know, driving a vehicle. It's about the whole state of mind that you have by having the best of something. You know, Porsches are amazing sports cars. Jeep vehicles are amazing off-road vehicles. But it's just the whole mindset of what it lets you think about, you know, whether it's just getting out of your driveway and not having to shovel to get through, to get to work, or whether you're sitting there in a traffic jam, you know, in your Wrangler with your top off and imagining that it's going down, you know, the Rubicon Trail or you know, up the, you know, the boulders in Moab. It's just that whole mindset. But once you get that in your Jeep, that Jeep idea in your mind, and once you get a little bit of Jeep in your blood, as we call it, you're a Jeep owner for life, because, you know, you really love that whole mindset that it gives you and the escape that you might have. And you know, you're just part of the Jeep family. You know, the Wrangler folks wave at each other because, you know, they're part of that exclusive club of Jeep Wranglerdom. And, you know, it's really neat to be part of that family.
It certainly is. And, you know, you guys go to extremes to make sure these vehicles are ready for anything. And it's not unusual for Jeep owners to go to places like Moab and put these vehicles through their paces. And hence the term trail rated. I mean, that's a badge that you see on just about all the Jeeps.
Yes, you know, that's what's really important for us. I mean, we need to stay true to our roots and really maintain, you know, what capability means. And, you know, some of the owners, you know, will never put their Jeep through the paces, but it's really important for us as a brand to make sure that we're true to what we mean, you know, as a brand. And that's why we've existed for almost 72 years now. As a brand, because we've, you know, maintained the core of our brand and the capability that, you know, people come to expect with Jeep. So that's what Trail Rated is all about.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Buzz model strategy. We'll find out what that is and also talk about the individual Jeep models and how they make such great winter vehicles. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America and around the world. Don't go away.
Two lips touching together.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury
diesel. And Jim, I know you can't tell us much about it, but I'm sure, you know, there are lots of folks eagerly awaiting to hear what you have to say.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Just wanted to get your inside scoop there on the diesel power plant that's around the bend. I know you can't tell us much, but just tell us a little bit about the WK Diesel.
Oh, you're right, Bob. You'll get me fired if I mention too much about the new Grand Cherokee diesel. But we're looking forward to it. We've announced recently that along with adding another a group of people, we added 1,100 workers to the plant here in Detroit that makes the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Along with that announcement, we let them know that we're going to be adding a diesel powertrain into that plant as well for the Grand Cherokee here for North America. So we've been out of the market for a few years with Grand Cherokee and diesel, and we can't wait to get back in the marketplace. But more to come on that later.
You've got some really cool special editions out there right now. One is the Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, and the other one is the Wrangler Mohab Edition. And I understand dealers are loving it, and they're selling like crazy. Tell us about these two special offerings.
Well, you know, we've got two vehicles in the marketplace right now, and our customers love it when we do special editions. They love to modify their Jeep vehicles, but they love it when we do it as well. And because it's a Jeep and we like to prove our four-wheel drive capability, you know, we've taken both the Jeep Grand Cherokee with the Trailhawk, and we've taken the Wrangler Mohab, the capability messages up one notch as well. With Grand Cherokee, it's absolutely the epitome of four-wheel drive capability. This thing is virtually unstoppable. We had it in a competition a couple weeks ago in Texas, and it stole the show. It was driving up places where it eventually had to close the hill because no one else could get up it. But the Grand Cherokee Trailhawk was just a machine. It was going up like it was a parking lot with ease, and it was a lot of fun. So we've got lots of Jeep capability packed into that Trailhawk edition. And we've done the same thing with the Wrangler Mohab. Wrangler Mohab is actually a bit of a tweener. It's kind of between the Sahara and the Jeep Wrangler Rubicon. So, you know, we had a lot of customers. They still wanted a 321 gear to get good highway mileage, but they wanted a little more capability. Didn't need the extreme like they had with the Wrangler Rubicon. So we invented this Mohab edition, kind of a real nice testament to what Mohab means for Jeep, and we've got some real capability added to that with Goodyear Silent Armor tires, a rear locker, and a really cool look with a steel bumper with that's winch ready, a nice carved out hood. Looks really cool as well.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Jim. As we touched on a little bit earlier, with winter around the bend, whether you like it or not, it's a good time to think 4x4. And when you look at the Jeep lineup, I mean, there's something for everybody. Personally, I absolutely love the Jeep Grand Cherokee. It has won more awards than any other SUV in history. You can get it in so many different flavors. It can be a very luxury-contented vehicle. You can get amazing fuel economy with the Pentastar V6. The 5.7-liter Hemi is also available. And the architecture on this vehicle is so strong. And as a matter of fact, now that the Chrysler Group and Fiat are one company, Maserati is actually going to be using the underpinnings of this vehicle for their SUV. So when price is no object, they're going to the best in the biz, and that's the Grand Cherokee.
Well, that's really a testament to how good that platform is. And, you know, it really has done us proud. And the people in New England, see Grand Cherokee as almost, the bookends being the capable vehicle that can get them through the snowstorm and get them through no matter what. But with this the latest version, it is also a luxury vehicle. So, you know, the customers can pick exactly what flavor they want, all the way from Laredo, all the way up to, a Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Summit that's wrapped in a leather dash and real wood trim and heated seats and heated steering wheel, heated rear seats, everything that you need to get you through winter. And we can't wait to get back out to defend our turf with the official vehicle of winter with the NEMPA folks out there with the Grand Cherokee. It's won the last 2 years in a row. And even last year when it didn't really snow, You know, they put them through their places on a couple of days that they got into some snow, but we're really, we're the crazy people that can't wait for it to snow because we like playing with our Jeep vehicles and getting out, and we're the first to put our garage doors up and blast through the snow and go play on the way to work. And we like doing that with snow.
Let's talk about the Patriot. This is a very affordable vehicle. Starting, I believe, in the $15,000 range, you can get into a Jeep and get that kind of capability at a very affordable price.
Well, thank you. It is actually $15,995. Actually, a lot of folks out in New England lease that vehicle. You can get a very well-equipped vehicle for $199 a month. You know, $2,500 down gets you an automatic transmission, power windows, power door locks, air conditioning, you know, amazing level of safety and capability because it's a Jeep. It also, you know, comes with up to 30 miles per gallon. So a lot of folks, they're looking for a combination of both. You know, capability and good fuel economy are gravitating to both the Jeep Patriot and the Compass right now because they're getting the best of both worlds. And you know, as we look into with winter just around the corner, we've actually got a lot of compact car customers saying, okay, you know, I really don't want to get stuck in my driveway mm-hmm. this winter. I'm going to get a Jeep. And you know, they love it when they get to put an SUV in their driveway for the same monthly payments that a compact car would have been. And then they just actually drive out the door when it's snowing. So it's actually a great win for them to have a Jeep in their driveway.
Another one that everybody should take a look at is the Compass. I've had this vehicle as a press vehicle a number of times, and I love the styling tweaks that you've done. It kind of looks like a baby Grand Cherokee, and the upgrades that have happened over the last couple of years in the architecture and in the off-roading capability. I mean, this is a perfect solution for a lot of folks as well.
Yeah, it does. It actually brings with it, you know, the Grand Cherokee look. The front of that Jeep actually shares the exact same lights out of a Grand Cherokee, believe it or not, and brings with a lot of the angles and kind of the sophisticated look that the Grand Cherokee provides. So it's a good way to get into the Jeep brand and start getting a little bit of that Jeep love running through your veins.
Perfect. When we come back, we'll talk more Jeeps, and then a gentleman from Edmonds, one of the big shots, one of the editors, is standing by. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4375. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's out there? How you drive that Cadillac there?
Anytime I get to spend time behind the microphone with our very special guest, Jim Morrison, the director of Jeep Brand Marketing. Time just flies, Jim, and we're scheduled to have you on for just 30 minutes or so, but we'll definitely have you back with us real soon. But just wanted to touch on a couple of the other Jeep models as we head into the winter in many areas of the country. It's time to think 4x4, and certainly when you think about Jeeps, the Wrangler is kind of the iconic model, and I know a number of years back when you guys launched the four-door variant, the Unlimited, I believe it was 2007, there was a little bit of uproar among the Jeep enthusiasts, but between that addition and also the interior upgrades, which happened last year, boy, you guys have sold just a tremendous number of four-door Wranglers. And did you see this coming, or what was your expectations going in to the 2007 model year?
Bob, it was some sleepless nights, I can tell you that. We had debates with our hardcore folks. You know, they were saying, you can't have a capable four-door Wrangler. You know, what are you guys doing? We were having some really stressful times because we didn't want to abandon our core, but we knew there was a group of customers that just needed to have a little bit of extra space in their Wrangler, and they needed three across the second row, and they just needed to have a door to get in versus trying to squeeze by that seat, and it turned out very good for us. Thankfully, actually the Wrangler Unlimited or the four door models make up the majority of our sales now. What's happened is a lot of the hardcore people, that are lifting their vehicles and, putting 38 or 35 inch wheels and tires on it, they are all doing that as well with the Unlimited. And we've just been able to take those vehicles and maintain the capability of what Wrangler means, at the same time expanding the scope of customers that we get to talk to now that we have the Unlimited. So, you know, that's been part of the success for that Jeep for sure.
That's great. Let's talk about the Liberty. This is another vehicle that I've had the opportunity to drive and has got great off-road capability, great winter capability, and a lot of room in this vehicle. For those who are not familiar with the Liberty, it's been significantly tweaked in recent times. Tell us about the 2013 rendition.
Well, you know what? We've got a great package that's available right now. It's called Latitude, and it's got leather and nice chrome wheels and a monochromatic look in the front, and heated seats and leather-wrapped steering wheel and audio controls. And it's just destined to blast into winter. So we're kind of focusing on that right now, and it's a great vehicle for the snow as well. Very safe, you know, with the side airbags and very capable in the snow. You can, you know, crawl up the rocks in Moab or crawl through the snowbank at the end of the drive, whatever you need to do. It's a very capable Jeep.
Beginning at $15,900 with the Patriot, you can get into the Jeep community, whether it's a Patriot, a Grand Cherokee, a Wrangler Unlimited, a Compass, or a Liberty. Everybody check out Jeep.com, and you'll definitely have to make a date to get you back with us real soon. And hopefully I'll see you out in Los Angeles. Jim, are you going to have some announcements out there as well?
Yes, we've got some activity in the Jeep booth for sure. So we'll have some exciting things to show the folks out in L.A., and I look forward to catching up with you there.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim, for your time here today.
Bob, great talking to you.
That's Jim Morrison, the director of Jeep Brand Marketing, and definitely check out that website, jeep.com. We move from one great guy, Jim Morrison, to another great guy. This gentleman actually drove back to the Edmunds.com office in Santa Monica to make sure that the phones would be right, and he was very, very grateful to have him be so thoughtful to do so. The gentleman's name is Mo Raji, and he is a dealership analyst with Edmunds.com and Edmunds Inside Line. Mo, again, thank you very much, and welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. It's an absolute pleasure to be on the show, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's begin with a story that no doubt is going to be dominating the headlines in the not-too-distant future. We're going to be seeing lots of flood-damaged vehicles coming into the marketplace after Sandy, and as it always happens, you end up seeing these vehicles somehow getting into the hands of dealers, and they go on sale. What are some of the best ways that consumers can avoid buying a flood-damaged car?
Well, I think that sometimes the thing to keep in mind is that flood-damaged cars sometimes end up going to places where consumers don't suspect it. And so sometimes that means that the sale of flood-damaged cars happens most often in private party sales rather than on dealer lots. Having said that, regardless of where you're actually looking to purchase that car, there certainly are some basic things that you should do to figure out whether or not this car has been flood-damaged. And I think that the first thing to do to get the story straight, a good low-cost starting point is the National Motor Vehicle Title Information System, which is actually operated by the Department of Justice. And for $7 or less, you can actually get a report that includes federally mandated information on the vehicle status that comes from junkyards or salvage yards, auto recyclers, insurance carriers, and most state motor vehicle departments. I think that consumers would also be familiar and would be smart to consider some of the more commonly known programs such as a Carfax or an Auto Check, which, you know, usually costs around $30, but with any used car purchase, if the concern is flood damage or not, the buyer would also be wise to have a mechanic check the car out, you know. In addition to that, there are about, you know, three or four separate things that a consumer should be able to do specifically if the concern has to do with a flood-damaged vehicle. And really quickly, the first and foremost is you should be alert to unusual odors. The second thing that you would want to do is look for discolored carpeting. Third thing that you would want to do is, you know, examine the exterior for water buildup. And by that I might mean fogging inside the headlamps or taillights, or maybe damp or muddy areas where water naturally pools, such as overhangs inside the wheel well. And if you see a water line that's noticeable in the engine compartment or trunk, definitely might be a sign that the car sat in standing water. Couple other things is take a look at the undercarriage. Look for evidence of rust or flaking metal. And the final thing would be to be suspicious of dirt buildup in unusual areas. And, you know, that means around the seat tracks or under the carpeting or maybe even under the glove compartment. And I think that if you follow those basic steps and get some vehicle history information, as long as you follow that up with the age-old adage that if it seems, if it's a deal that seems to be good to be true, it probably is, I think you'll be okay in avoiding the purchase of a flat damaged car.
Yeah, that's some great advice, Mo. And certainly when we see the pictures of some of the cars underwater in New York City and in New Jersey, as it was a number of years back with down south when New Orleans was hit and Katrina, these vehicles do have a way of finding their way somehow into the automotive marketplace. Another one that I've heard of, a good way to kind of have an eye out for, another little factoid is to take a look at the interior lights, like the dome light of the vehicle or the interior lights, just to make sure that there isn't any moisture in that area. That's another thing that I've heard. And another phrase that I've heard from time to time, and it's kind of an ironic one, and that's called washing the title. Have you ever heard about that, Mo?
Absolutely, Bob. And basically what washing the title means is that typically when a vehicle is involved in any sort of car that has to do with a catastrophic...
Thought, Mo. When we come back, we'll get your complete answer and lots more. Mo Raji is with us from Edmunds.com. This is Auto World live all across North America.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say
California, he is Edmunds.com dealership analyst Mo Raji, and he's telling us how to avoid a flood-damaged car. And you can check out a great article just by logging on to Edmunds.com and doing a search for it. It's very encompassing and has lots of great tips. And before the break there, Mo, I was asking you about this expression that I've heard thrown around, and it's ironic. It's called washing the title of a flood-damaged car. What exactly does that mean?
Well, basically, when the floodwaters receive, they often leave behind damaged cars, and that's when trouble can begin for used car buyers. After the owners of damaged cars settle up with their insurance companies, vehicles are sometimes refurbished and resold. And sometimes, a middleman buyer intentionally hides a car's history as a flood-damaged vehicle through a process known as title washing. So what title washing basically means is when a person moves the car from state to state and tries to hide that title history or take advantage of certain varying state regulations, moving the car to areas such as the Midwest and trying to offer the car for sale, not fully disclosing that it was a car stuck in standing water during a moment of catastrophe.
Mm. And certainly the damage that can be done to a vehicle, not only the obvious stuff, but also the long-term effects of a flood-damaged car in rust. Certainly if the water has hit areas that the vehicle is not normally protected for normal rust, that can be a problem. And electronics, and today, you know, vehicles are so chock full of electronics, everything from ABS sensors to airbag sensors, and electronics are extraordinarily sensitive to water. So, Mo, folks have really got to be careful.
Couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. And I think that if you do go to Edmunds.com and just look for our article, How to Avoid Buying a Flood-Damaged Car, it does definitely give you a good starting point for what to look out for.
Another great article that folks can check out at Edmunds.com is A Strong Finish to 2012 Auto Sales is Becoming Easier to Believe in. Tell us a little bit more about the forecast here for the finish to 2012, because, you know, it's been a good year, on some hands, about 14 million cars is what a lot of analysts are predicting that are going to be sold this year. But nevertheless, we're still facing a troubled economy on many fronts.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I guess first we can talk about, what's kind of hanging out there. And in particular, the $600 billion set of expiring tax rates and benefits and the pending automatic government spending cuts, commonly known as the fiscal cliff, still looms at the end of the year. However, it's our belief at Edmunds.com that the message here is that the resilience of the American consumer has shown itself a force to which that needs to be reckoned with. And we believe that that's really what's driving auto sales. And while there was a dip they experienced in October because of Hurricane Sandy, we do think that there are going to be some nice accelerants that are actually going to bring it back and make up for a bit of the shortfall that we saw in the month of October.
And I understand there's potentially a silver lining from Hurricane Sandy. Tell us about that, Mo.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but the reality of it is that these people that have lost so much, including people that have lost had vehicles damaged or just complete and total losses, they're going to need to replace these vehicles. And what we specifically think is that even though sales were down about 3% in October, according to Edmunds.com, because of Sandy, the majority of these sales will be made up in November because people are going to be having to replace the cars. And so even though the impact could be higher, even damage to 100,000 vehicles would boost auto sales 3-4% in the fourth quarter.
And let's talk a little bit about products. Certainly we've got some really exciting new product out there launching or already launched, including the 2013 Ram 1500, the 2013 Nissan Altima, and the 2013 Honda Accord, all brand new vehicles. And Ford is also taking the wraps off and going into dealership soon with their new Fusion. So there are going to be a lot of exciting alternatives out there for folks. And for those buyers who like to get the latest and greatest first, this is a golden opportunity to do so.
I couldn't agree more. And, with all the enticing new products, like you'd mentioned, the 2013 Ram, the Altima, the new redesigned Accord, and with the creative incentives that are going to be out there, we really think that consumers are going to capitalize on that and make for a very, very strong December as well as November.
An interesting study was pointed out in this article that you can check out at Edmunds.com. is a study done by the University of Michigan. It's called the Consumer Sentiment Index. And according to this survey, this index, consumers are feeling groovy. Tell us a little bit more about
that. That's right. That's right. I mean, it's wonderful. It's auto sales are at post recession highs, and I think that that's reflective of that University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index study, which said that in October we reached a post recession high of 82.6, and that continues a general upward trend that has begun since consumer confidence plunged in August of 2011, and it's interesting to note that consumer confidence is rising even going against recent bouts of rising gas prices. So we think that the positive vibes and the groovy feelings are going to continue into the new year.
So the folks in the auto industry and all the industries associated with the auto industry must be quite pleased with some of these forecasts, like you guys are showing here in this great article, a strong finish to 2012 auto sales becoming easier to believe in. It's a good thing for the economy. There's no question about it. Anytime we're selling automobiles, and if we continue on this roll, it's going to be good for all of us.
Absolutely.
Well, Mo, I want to thank you so much for taking time to join us here on Auto World. Tell us a little bit more about your duties at Edmunds.com. It sounds like you've got an interesting title.
I am thrilled to be working at Edmunds.com. And basically, what I do is manage part of what is a newer initiative within the company, which is our Tier 3 or dealer-facing products. And basically, I'm the feet on the street, ears to the concrete, interacting with dealers on the retail level, compiling information, talking to them about our advertising products, and just really taking a lot of the macro data that we have on Edmunds.com and literally making it granular. The thing I love most about my job is having conversations, big data like this, but also actually dealing with consumers on retail lots. So it's pretty interesting to see the auto world from both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, that sounds like a very cool gig. And I would imagine dealers must be quite happy with the amount of new product that is out there and about to launch. I mean, when you see the portfolios of many automakers these days, there's something for everybody, whether you want a performance car, whether you want a cool-looking family sedan, or whether you want an eco-friendly model. There's something out there for everybody, and that's a win-win for both the dealer as well as the consumer.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Mo, thank you so much for joining us. And again, folks can check out these two great articles at Edmunds.com, How to Avoid Buying a Flood Damaged Car, along with A Strong Finish to 2012 Auto Sales is Becoming Easier to Believe In. And Mo, thanks again for going back to the office and making sure that we got you on air with us this weekend. And we look forward to getting you back with us on future editions of Auto World and some of the other radio programs that I'm associated with as well.
My pleasure. Anytime, and I wish you a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you so much. He is dealership analyst Mo Raji with Edmunds.com. And truly, lots of great information in both of those articles. So be sure and log on to Edmunds.com and check out how to avoid buying a flood-damaged car. You don't want to get yourself into a situation where, you know, you think you're getting a great deal, and in the end, it's something out of a horror movie. There's no other way to put it. And certainly, if you love to take a look at the business side of the automotive world, this is a great story as well. A Strong Finish to 2012 Auto Sales Becoming Easier to Believe In. And that's good news for all of us as well. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, straight ahead in hour number two, Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic, and then an interview with a representative from Lexus and a representative from BMW. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.